Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be all over the place as per usual. Seems like we're living in a multi-dimensional existence these days, and we're getting hit with things from a multi-dimensional perspective. You know, we've got so many things going on, and I try to keep my finger on a little different things to show everybody so that at least it's entertaining. Presentation might be more entertaining than the facts, but what the heck. You get what you get. I want to read something that was written back in the early 80s, 1981 actually. Written by a guy named Jacques Attali. He was a Hebrew or Jewish Freemason Bilderberger. I will call this person a Jew because he's not a Hebrew. This is what the person had said. Back in the day, Jacques Attali wrote in 1981, who was an advisor at that time to Francois Mitterrand. Okay, this is what he wrote. The future will be about finding a way to reduce population. We start with the old, because as soon as they exceed 60 to 65 years, people live longer than they produce. And that costs society dearly. Now, this is the mentality they had back in 1981. Okay, remember this. Then the weak. Then the useless, they do not help society because there will be always more of them, and above all, ultimately the stupid. We have an abundance of that going on. The real pandemic on the planet is stupidity. Even Einstein said there was two things that were infinitive, universe and stupidity, and he wasn't sure about the universe. Euthanasia targeting these groups, euthanasia will have to be an essential tool in our future societies in all cases. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. Well, Canada seems to have this idea they can build quarantine camps, which are nothing more than gulags. And for those of you in Canada are not aware of it, go look it up. Quarantine camps that they're building in this country, these are going to be the future gulags. The gulags in Canada are the systems and societies and cities you are living in right now. These are the gulags. You are living in a gulag. You don't even know it. They just made it comfortable. They have taken away all the ugliness of it, but it's nonetheless a gulag. Look at the lockdowns we are having just in Ontario alone. Look at the bullshit in Alberta going on. I mean, they arrested a minister. I'll get to that in a little bit, too. And they treated him like a fucking criminal. That was criminal, what they did. Okay, we get rid of them by making them believe that it's for their own good. Wow. Let me read that again. We get rid of them by making them believe that it's for their own good. Overpopulation and mostly useless is something that is too costly economically. Socially, too, it is much better when the human machines come to an abrupt standstill than when it gradually deteriorates. Neither will we be able to test millions upon millions of people for their intelligence. You can bet that. So they don't have a way of determining intellect here, except, now we'll read on. This is what we're seeing here is an experiment in intellectual capacitance and understanding what's going on. And for the most part, those of you who are awake, you fall into the criteria of basically high IQ, super intelligent, damn near supercomputing capacity, because the rest of them, they are in another realm. This is what they did. We will find a cause. We will find or cause something, a pandemic targeting certain people. A real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the old or the fat, it doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and stupid will believe in it and seek treatment. Man, I'll tell you. Some of us, I've been thinking this kind of thing for a while, that you'd have to be pretty stupid to have fallen for this. This is like I said, there's no pandemic. There's never been a pandemic. All we've had, it was a cold and flu season, but they've created such a system here. And those who are fighting Let me also reiterate here. You're borderline super intelligent by comparing to the rest. The rest are sitting there believing that they're going to get treated is, again, so far-fetched on the level of stupidity that I can't even begin to explain that one or even understand it. Let me read that last part again. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and stupid will believe in it and seek treatment. We will have made sure that the treatment is in place, treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots then takes care of itself. It's really sad. I'm laughing at the way they put it. The selection of idiots then takes care of itself. You go to the slaughter by yourself. Like I said, it reminds me of the Star Trek perspective where they were fighting a war with machines and the people would voluntarily walk into the death chambers to be vaporized. You know, and he said back in 2014, he said World War III will start in the Ukraine. Well, aren't they trying to stir up shit in the Ukraine? I mean, I can't get over the whole thing that's gone on with Russia and the Crimea. Crimea has always been a Russian territory, and they were trying to say it wasn't. And you got this crap going on there to to ignite a powder keg over there. Imagine starting a war between China, India, Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, Russia, you know, Vietnam, Korea, North and South, Japan. Imagine that whole section over there. You know, going off at one time. That would be something, wouldn't it? That's a pretty huge chunk of the world's population is in that section of the world. China and India being the more predominant. But all those countries are severely overpopulated when you look at the resources they have. They actually have to, import and extricate resources from other countries in order to survive. We don't do it war and conquest anymore because war and conquest costs too much money to restore and rebuild the areas you go and conquer. Because if you destroy everything, you got to rebuild it, right? So now there's an easier way. And there's another way of testing intellect. There's a way of testing intelligence. Now what you do is you test to see. You put out there some kind of fraud, which they've done. You sell that fraud, which they've been doing. Don't allow any kind of opposition to challenge the fraud, which they've also been doing. Put into place the theatrics in regarding to finding people and arresting people and the whole nine yards with bogus charges, like that young woman on the bus the other day who got on the bus when the bus driver herself was not wearing a mask and then screaming and hollering about, where's your mask? Like, where the hell's yours? You know, don't be telling me about my mask until you have one on, kind of thing. So, you know, we're dealing with these, and again, the paranoia is borderline xenophobic. Oh no, we're going to die. I was talking to my buddy in the Balkans there in Croatia, and he was telling me what was going on in Croatia and the insensitivity of the medical field over there. How you go into the medical field over there and they turn you away, they get belligerent, they become, what's the term? Just rude, ill-behaved, whatever. And his mother was sick and he wanted to take his mom to get checked up. They basically, turned her away or they gave her a hard time. He got really pissed. And then he said the Croatians over there have lost their minds as well. I said, well, don't feel bad. In Canada, it's a pandemic here. The pandemic we have here is stupidity. We have an overabundance of it here in Canada. Starting off with the premiers, going all the way to the prime minister, to parliament. And then you got this dictator going on in Alberta there. That's another... I don't know how he is still in power. He has violated everything that is Canadian. He has basically, he's writing his own script, basically. It's a wonder the Albertans haven't marched in on there and said, you're leaving, go home. We need to do, and in Canada as well as the rest of the world, we need to do what Iceland did. Iceland had a problem with their banking system when they joined the IMF and the European Union, and they wound up losing their money, they wound up going into some severe debt, and they wound up having to pay hyperinflation in everything in Iceland, and they had had enough, and they kicked out all the members of parliament and the government they had there, got rid of them all, put in brand new people, and got out of all these agreements they were in, and that was the end of it. And they are stable. They have a stable system. We need to do the same thing in Canada, you know, and reestablish, for lack of a better word, because I don't have one to replace at the moment, to replace the true democracy that we had on equality and having our social, you know, our rights or privileges, our society back where we have, you know, some sort of parity with each other. Because what we have running the country today is not even, not even legal by the Constitution, by the Charter. And they are eating away at the Charter because Canadians are falling asleep at the wheel. You know, when the police officer goes into a bus and says, "You're trespassing," are you freaking kidding me? How effing stupid could the police officer be? You're in a public domain. Any business in Ontario, even the membership places like Costco and some other bulk places that you have to be a member to be a part of. The moment your door is open for business, you're no longer public. Okay, according to Galati, has said this in one of his interviews. You are now open for business. That means you're open to the general public. And if you have a membership going on, you cannot turn away people that don't wear a mask or do follow the mandate correctly. You may have the right to say no, but then you have also the right to pay back the membership. Okay, this is how that rolls too. So, as long as you are open for business, the doors have to be open. I've got my little sign on there because that's something completely different. We now don't know what they have put into people that can spread, which is spreading, and they are telling you it's spreading. Even the manufacturers like Pfizer are telling you that this thing is spreading. And now we're spreading a injectable program to other people, causing all kinds of endocrine damage to the people that it affects. This is something that is a legitimate concern. And yet, the Minister of Health or the Ministry of Health in Windsor, Ontario, has done sweet FA as far as protecting the general population from this real crisis. The fake crisis, they're all over the place. Oh, you got to wear a mask and you got to stand 6 feet apart. And you got to wear your hand condoms. And you got to put on the lotion and you got to put on the poison and you got to, you know, blah, blah, blah. This they've done for nothing. Because they are following the criteria that was instituted back in 1981 by Jacques Attali, and this is what they are following. They're not following our charter. They're not following any agenda. They're following the population control agenda. That's what they're following. There's a SPAR is going up to 2029. This is again a population control agenda. They are planning on continuing to do this for a decade. We are following the same shit that happened in 1920, which I believe now was fabricated, just like they did today. I don't believe there was even a Spanish flu. I think what actually happened is they created a fake pandemic, got people to wear masks, they started dying off, and they again had their population agenda back then in the early 1900s. And then shortly thereafter, a war happened. Same thing was happening now. We are going to see war. We are going to see another war. This is an inevitability. I was talking to my buddy in Croatia about this, and he said the same thing. He says, yeah, war is coming. They are pushing for a war. They've got to get the population down, and they're not going to be able to do it with this agenda that they thought they were going to get away with. People have, and they're going to create a bad guy. And then the propagation machine, the FNTV, is going to start propagating how either Russia or Ukraine or Iran or North or South Korea or China or India or some bad guy or someplace in South America, someplace in Central America, there's always some bad guy that they can create on television. And doesn't this seem to follow a script? Some of the TV shows we've seen in the past or some of the movies we've gone to, it's the same script. So basically they have programmed us through television programming when we watch some of these shows. And then when they start propagating this on the news, nobody can connect two and two. Wait a minute, I just saw this on a TV program 10 years ago, 5 years ago, yesterday. We are heading for war. This is an inevitability. You know, and in Canada, what we're heading for is entropy here. We are heading for entropy here. If we don't do something on a serious note in regarding to going after the parliamentarians, going after the prime minister, going after the premiers and the councils, going after the mayors and their councils, going after these ministers of health or these health ministries, that health ministry, what a joke. Even that stinks of stupidity. Health ministry. The ministries that are perpetrating to be for our health and benefit. You know, I have to ask this question. What do they really do? What do they really do other than look important, dress nice, and get high wages? What do they really do? They don't do anything. They haven't cured anything. I would like to one day see someplace, somewhere, where actual health ministry or ministry of some sort of health or department of health actually does something that actually causes people to become healthy. Because why, if we have these ministers of health, I mean, just follow me for a second here. If we have ministers of health and they're propagating that tobacco can cause cancer, and they got all these warning labels on tobacco. Why is that being sold? You can't, if it's this dangerous, why have we haven't shut down the tobacco industry in this country? Yet that goes on. Yet they don't want you to eat meat. How does that work? You can smoke a doobie there or a cigarette, and that's okay. But eating meat's going to be against everything that we know. Oh, no, you can't eat meat. No meat. Oh, no meat. Oh, that's terrible. That's horrific. Oh, you're going to set a carbon footprint. All that methane, all that shit coming out of their ass. Oh, my gosh. That's horrible for the environment. The shit coming from their ass is what fertilizes the earth. That's what keeps the earth in a proper ecosystem. But this... the general population has been told is an evil. I mean, everything has become an inversion just so they can sell. And then I just read an article just before I came on the air that Pfizer now is going to raise the price of the vaccines from $19 and change or $20 to $160. I mean, it's the truth is coming out here. This was to engage and initiate a problem so they can keep on perpetuating a marketing game, so they can keep selling these boosters. Oh, your booster's going to cost you $169, but it'll be insured. Yet the insurances won't cover you if there's any side effects of these vaccines or these injectables. Minister of Health, what an oxymoron. It's a waste of money. It's a total waste of money. I don't even know why we have these institutions. They don't do anything. Look what we got running Canada. A test tube experiment, a reject from a test tube experiment, is running the country's health administration here. It blows me away, you know. I had a guy contact me, and he had some choice words about that reject from a test tube experiment. You know, he was speaking some pretty fluid Canadian, I got to tell you. You know, We have a joke in Canada. The joke is on Canadians. See, this is how Canadians have been programmed. This is how Canadians have been brainwashed. Canadians have been brainwashed with this. So if somebody goes to university and graduates and has a piece of paper, that makes them an expert. That doesn't make them an expert. That makes them in debt. That's what that makes them. See, when somebody goes to university in this country, by the time they get out, they're $50,000 to $100,000 in debt. Doesn't mean they're an expert. It means they're in debt. They're an expert on losing money, because that's what they've done. This was an investment which has caused them to spend a lot of money that they didn't have. Now, when they go to work and work for any kind of administration, what winds up happening is they now are working at paying off their debt. As a result, they will now follow the organization's curricular and follow it to a T, even if it's wrong. Because they can't afford not to work. They can't afford not to challenge the status quo. Because the status quo, even if it's wrong, they will follow it. Because if they don't, they don't have a job. Imagine that. That's what we're dealing with today in Canada. The Canadian mindset has believed for a long time that because someone's got a piece of paper hanging over their wall, that makes them sophisticated and educated. It makes them broke. They have no money. That piece of paper has cost them $100,000. And it doesn't mean even that they're qualified. All it means is they've gone and spent time in an educational institution, has been programmed by that institution to follow whatever curricular and in whatever form or fashion they've been told to follow. And that's all they have. And that piece of paper indicates that they have successfully been programmed to follow that curricular. That's all that really means. But we have put such an emphasis on documentation and correlated documentation to intellect. If this was the case, if this was truly the case, most doctors that we know today are bumbling idiots. And they need to go back to the institutions and get a refund because they didn't learn how to do anything except spend money. How come with all this sophistication, all this knowledge, all this education, if you want to call it education, let's call it what it is, with all this programming, how come we can't find a simple cure for a cold? How come the medical establishment cannot grasp the concept that cancers are a cause of a mutation as a direct result of some epigenetic factors that can create a genomic assault on the body's immune system? How is it that we cannot grasp this concept? How is it that we're treating people with harmful chemicals that cause more damage and actually increases the rate, exponentially, the time factor where people die? It's funny, when people don't use the methods for cancer, they actually outlive the people that do. How does that work? Oh, I went to see this guy, and he's got all these papers, and he's certified. He's got all these certifications up there. I says, yes, he's certified. Does that mean he knows what he's doing? Does that mean he's actually qualified? Does that mean she's actually qualified? Or does that mean they just went and took the course and now they got the paper saying, oh, here's your little button. You've now been programmed the way we want you to be. Once Canadians start realizing this and wake up to this reality that we are in a falsehood in regarding to actual experience, actual success, actual substantiation that they can do what those papers say they can do. Any fool can have a set of papers up there. I think the guy we got here in Windsor, I think he's scared shitless if somebody comes to his office and actually decides to challenge him on his experience. You may find out we got a bumbling idiot here. Same thing with the mayors and these council people that have all these documentation saying they went to all these legal law schools and everything else. And yet, here we are, them breaking the law. See, because those who make the laws don't have to obey the laws. This is the way it is. And they have a piece of paper also saying that they're certified to do such and such a thing. Pieces of paper. You know, all these pieces of paper are good for is to wipe your backside and hope that the ink doesn't rub off when you do so, because that's about all they are good for. Piece of paper does not quantify somebody as being qualified. It just means that they've taken a course and have spent a lot of money and now are trying to pay off a debt. And if the hospitals, like we've seen nurses report saying that the established hospitals were actually killing patients and it was actually causing them to have an emotional breakdown because they were part of the system and they didn't know what else to do, they were sort of trapped, seeing people being murdered in these institutions for called health or health institutions like hospitals and clinics. What does that tell you about the health industry? What does that tell you about the medical industry? What does that tell you about the allopathic industry? And the doctors. The doctors, it's amazing. Just amazing. The doctors should start off, should any doctor that's involved in the murdering of innocent people, the murdering of elderly people, you have no shame. You're nothing but a ballless wonder. That's how I look at you. They got no respect coming from me. In my humblest opinion, you're lower than dirt. You know, my piss has more integrity than you do. It's just the way it is. Anybody that would kill somebody who's elderly, taking advantage of the weak, and in a position where you are supposed to help them stay healthy and enjoy, not necessarily enjoy their life, but give them some kind of life or have them have some kind of quality of life, and you take that away, you're worse than a murderer. You're also a thief. That's all you are, a thief. And anybody who's a doctor who's seeing this shit and doesn't really want to be a part of it, why haven't you guys got together and opened up your own offices? This way, medical establishments like hospitals and other clinics and other institutions can't fire you or suspend you from your licenses. I don't understand why this hasn't happened. Because, like I said, as long as you are complying to the system that's at hand, you're also, you know, an accessory to murder. You're all accessories, every one of you. And none of you are speaking out in Canada? Really? Or you have to? Are you speaking out via through a secondary voice like John Hillary there? You know, and which is okay. I have no problem with that. But it would be far, far better that the doctors finally took a stand and said enough is enough for our country here. I mean, doesn't it bother anybody that you're just slaughtering the elderly? And for what? For a couple bucks? Really? How do you live with yourselves? You know, what part of the bottle are you looking down into or looking up from? What kind of injectable are you taking that's slowly eating you from the inside out? You know, like I said, these are the people that have that piece of paper that you're so enamored with. Oh, he must know what he's doing. He's got a piece of paper. Which is only good to wipe your arse. You know. And this is true not just in the medical. I mean, how many times have you gone to a car mechanic? How many times have you gone to an automotive shop or a mechanic? And he's got all these papers saying he can do blah, blah. He's a specialist in this. And yet the guy can't do jack shit when it comes to working on your car. Or a woman. I always keep it balanced, you know. I don't want the guy saying, well, you're being a sexist. And I don't want the woman saying, I'm being a sexist, you know. Yeah, I treat everybody the same. I don't give a shit who you are, you know. I don't give a shit about your color. I don't give a shit about your gender. I don't give a shit about anything. You know, if you're an idiot, you're an idiot, period. I don't care. And that being an idiot doesn't qualify you because you're colored that you're an idiot. No, you're an idiot because you're an idiot. We have colored people that are idiots. We have non-colored people or people of lighter skin color who are idiots. We have people who have, you know, are males and females, idiots. We have those who claim that they are whatever they are, idiots. You know, I have no problem with any of it. It's all the same. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. If you're not, you're not. If you're intelligent, you're intelligent. It doesn't matter where you're coming from with this. So my point here on this, on all of this, is I'm trying to make a connection here, that, you know, how many times have you gone to a lawyer's office? I got all these degrees all over the place. Like, this is really impressive, and that piece of paper gives them the right to charge like $1,000 or $10,000 just to come say hello. Hey, hi, how you doing? $10,000. You're paying for my university debt. My house payment, my car payment, my insurance payments, my alimony payments with my 10 wives. You're paying for that. You know, that's something that Canadians really have to start to think again. Are you going to see a guy because he actually knows what he's doing? Are you going to see a gal that actually knows what she's doing? Are you going to go see somebody because they know what they're doing and can do what they say, or can do what, you know, you need to get done? I'll go to a guy who knows how to work on cars, who doesn't have a piece of paper, but I know damn well the guy knows how to work on a car. I have had friends of mine build me a computer. They don't have any certifications whatsoever, and the thing is top-of-the-line operating systems that they have built for me. You know, I have gone to places where I know people that can do things, you know, that are very gifted, that can do things, and they get done correctly, and they don't have any pieces of paper. Imagine that. So, again, my whole theme here on all of this is this, you know, when you got somebody that knows what they're doing, they don't need a piece of paper. They can basically, their reputation will exceed themselves. And when you start talking to people that they've actually helped in some form or fashion, that's the best attribute anybody can get, is that someone has come to you, you've done a good job for them, and that will speak volumes. You know, that will speak in huge volumes. Like I said, we got a mayor in the city of Windsor who's got no brain. We got a police department that doesn't understand what public transportation is. Again, has no brain. This is unbelievable that we saw the other night here. Mistreating a young woman. She's on the bus going home. All she wanted to do was get home. And the bus driver, it made such a big stink. And instead of the police officer telling the bus driver what the actual mandates were, that the woman was actually within her rights and didn't have to wear a mask because she had a health exemption, instead, they decided to manhandle, showing off that they got the power. Oh, we got the power. We can take care of and beat up little girls. Instead of doing their job. This is unbelievable. This is totally unbelievable. Don't know the law themselves. And they're supposed to be up there to uphold the law. Wow. Public transportation. That means Joe Public is paying for that service. Joe Public has a right to get on a bus or a service that the public is paying for through their taxes, irrespective. And if there are mandates out there that give people exemptions to be able to use those services, then it's the duty of the police officers to uphold that right as well. And yet, here we are, you know, piece of paper, dumb as a bag of rocks, couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro, pick on a little woman. Really? And yet, the woman that was driving the bus, all they had to do is look at the phone and see she, too, was not wearing the mask. That would have been solved in 10 seconds after seeing the footage there. Okay. After seeing the footage there, that would have been solved in 10 seconds. If you didn't wear a mask, you can't expect the customers to come in here to wear one either. I hope she sues the city for a good chunk of change, $1 million at least, maybe $10 million. And then sues the officers for the abuse, which was all unnecessary. And maybe these officers need to get educated on what a public domain is. I don't know. Maybe they didn't show up for class that day. You know, piece of paper. Remember that. Canadians have to understand. And we've all done this. Every one of us has done this. You know. There we go. Every one of us have done this. Have gone to people that we know that aren't really certified in anything, that know exactly what needs to be done on whatever level that needs to be done, and can do it better than some of these shops that you go to that have got all these people certified. You know, we've all done it. And we've all done it to save a little money, too. You go to a shop, it's $3,000 million. You go see the guy, he charges you $40 for a six-pack of beer. You know, and away you go. We've all done it. And we've all seen the benefits of doing this. And this, believe it or not, is a very good bartering system to have. If you got a skill set, and you know how to do stuff, why don't you guys start teaching these things on the internet? Charge people a consultation fee. You know, people would be more than glad to pay it. They'll be more, keep it reasonable, you know, help people any way you can. You'll be surprised how this will create that new dichotomy that we're going to need to develop. Because if they do decide, if they are talking about shutting down the cash system in 30 days, if that actually is going to happen, then I would encourage every Canadian to take your dollars right now, put them either in American banks or European banks, or some offshore banks, where you'll have your cash safe. If Canada wants to go broke that badly, then we can help it along. You know, meanwhile, our money is safe outside of the country. You know, if the federal government wants to bankrupt the whole country, well, what the hell, we'll help them. Take your money, put it elsewhere, put it in silver, put it in gold, put it in crypto, put it in banks offshore. It won't matter. At least then you'll have access to your cash, for now, because this is going to become a global thing here. You know, I'm going to present this as well up here a little way. Okay, let me get to Utah. Utah, how many of you seen what's gone on in Utah? Little Utah, man, them people in Utah had a heyday with the school board there. They started out, they were having a meeting about the masking of their kids, and every parent was saying, get rid of that shit. And you know what? The board lost control. They motioned to call it a day. They did, and then they all quit. They realized that they were going to have a riot on their hands, and they got out of Dodge. And you know what happened after that? And this, Canadians, we need to look at this. We need to see this, Utah. If Utah can do it, anybody in Canada can do this. Utah, then what they did, it was in Vail, Utah, I believe. Yeah, Vail School District in Utah. They elected five people, which they have the right to do. And what wound up happening, the first thing they did was mandatory masking was no longer going to be mandatory. It was going to be completely open. And there would be no retribution to anybody who didn't wear a mask going to school. Imagine that. Imagine that. The link will be here. Hopefully this will inspire all Canadians from pillar to post, tip to top, side to side, you know, about what we should be doing here. Our kids are going to school having to wear a frickin' diaper on their face. Okay, which is now causing them to regurgitate their own shit that they're breathing, which is causing strain on the heart, strain on, and this goes right along with what that Jacques Attali said, that they would create a situation, you know, where they would get people to believe the whatever bullshit, and they would line up to take the shot, and they have, and we've seen that in Toronto. I mean, a good mile-long lineup. I mean, we got some real dumbasses in Toronto, I gotta tell you. Stupid. You know, well, we'll see it here in Windsor, we'll see it in London, we'll see it in St. Catharines, we'll see it in Sarnia, we'll see it everywhere. People will line up, because they have no brain. They got no brain. Brain's gone. You know, God wasn't kind. When it came to brains, God says, well, we'll put in grains instead. and they'll have glyphosates and genetically modifications as well. And we'll sprinkle a little chemtrail on top of that. Little lithium, little aluminum, little fluoride. You know, what the heck. Imagine that. A school board getting replaced by people that actually gave a shit. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, you know? They're already indicating that they've got Scanners coming in now, palm scanners, where you can palm scan your palm so that you can buy shit. China's coming in. China's taking over. Look out. Here comes China. You know, China. We're going to take over. We're going to call it Chin America or, China America. Just like Chinada. Welcome to Chinada. We're no longer Canadian. Our flag is down. We got the hammer and sickle, or the five stars, or whatever you want to call, whatever you want to have up there. Probably going to be some brand new design, because it won't be communism. See, everyone thinks communism is coming. It's not going to be communism. No. Communism works. There's benefit to communism. We're heading toward authoritarianism. This is going to be the worst thing ever. Authoritarianism, where people are going to be just be told what to do, and they will obey it without question. A gestalt, if you will. This is what they want to do. The small percentage of so-called think tanks have figured out that the general population can be easily manipulated because they are not educated. They're very programmable, and they can be programmed, and they are being programmed to be programmed into fear, where the dumb will line up to be slaughtered. This is what we're seeing. This is what they said. This is what's going on. Imagine that, you know. So now they're talking about, one guy was showing you a machine that came from China. I forget the name of the company. And you'll be able to either slide your stuff down there, or if you've got the chip in your hand, because they got this thing for your hand, where they can, the reader will read that chip in your hand. You know, this is what they want. They, once you lose cash, once you lose your stash of cash, you will have no power, nothing. You'll be completely under an authoritarian system, just like they are in China. You won't be able to even fart on the left side of your ass without them giving them your permission for them to do so. And if you don't get the permission, they'll just stop the flow of your dough. That's how it's going to go. Man, I'm a rapper tonight. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. You will not be able to form any kind of resistance to anything that is ungodly, unlawful, or unethical. They will be able to create whatever dynamic they want. As a result, if you decide to say you will not comply, they'll just shut down the flow of cash. This bullshit about giving everybody $2,000 a month in Canada, that's the biggest fraud coming. If you can be pacified with $2,000, you are one cheap whore, I gotta say. Call it what it is. You're just one cheap whore. You know, $2,000 a month won't even buy you a meal up the way. The price, everyone keeps thinking in terms of here and now. And this is what the government is counting on. The government is counting on that you're so stupid that you cannot look and connect the dots between now and then. $2,000 a month may buy you something now, barely, by the time you pay the high rents, by the time you pay the high cost of groceries, by the time you pay the high cost of whatever transportation, you ain't going to have nothing left. You are going to live from hand to mouth, month to month. You won't even be able to buy cigarettes like you're buying right now. And as far as cannabis goes, that is going to be so pricey. Just to eat at your rate of money that they're going to give you. Like I said, you're one cheap whore. You know, the black market will thrive. Oh, in that situation, the black market is going to thrive. Whether or not there's going to be cash or not, it'll thrive. I'll tell you how it'll thrive. They've already given you the way to make it work. You know, I'll give you the secret. It's really, really not a secret. It's right there, right now. You'll be able to transfer funds from your account to somebody else's account. Just that easy. Just that easy. Oh, you know, and then you can say you went and bought groceries or whatever you want to say you bought, but you'll be able to transfer from one account to another, or transfer from one bank to another, or depending on how they got the system or network set up. It will be more difficult to have a black market, but one will exist. They'll have set up with systems of their own banking systems that you can transfer your funds to those banks, which will not be even traced. Their system is already flawed before it even gets into place. The military has systems like this already so that when they get money coming into their programs, these black op programs, that money doesn't even show up anywhere because it goes into these systems that they have, which are separate, that are, again, have a banking front to them. That's how it works. That's how it all works. And that's what you're going to have to do to survive, because $2,000 a month, quite frankly, you are one cheap whore. I have to say it. I'm just going to put it straight out, a whore. A whore that has no brains. You're thinking, ooh, $2,000, wow, ooh, ooh, ooh. You notice how they've inflated the cost of houses in this area, in all the areas? How now at Windsor, Ontario, you're going to be paying $480,000 for a house in this city? We're talking no run-down house, $480,000. Wow. That's what's going on. So imagine what it's going to cost you to rent a room up the way. Probably closer to $1,200 or $1,400 a month. That only leaves you $600 to pay your utilities, to eat, and to go and do whatever job they tell you to do. Today you're going to shovel elephant shit and turn it into fertilizer. You know, tomorrow you're going to be, you know, what, castrating bulls. You know, the next day you're going to be, you know, whatever. You know, I'm making this sound horrid, I know, but I'm trying to get this really across because that's the only way you're going to be thinking in these terms. You know, are you ready for the beast coming to a despotic country you live in? Your rights are about to be totally lost and your privileges are going to be nothing but a memory. And those of us who will remember the good old days when you had a stash of cash, that will be just a memory. And that's where it's going. Because these young people today don't have any concept or any clue. They have been so coddled and so pandered that now the government can step right in and take over mom and dad's role. That's the way it is. That's what's going on, you know. And again, there's a thing about a palm scammer. Well, we've seen this before, where you take your palm and scan it, and now they'll be able to do it because between the nanotechnology that you've got already in your body and the assembly of whatever microchip or nanochip they put in your system, it'll be able to read it. It'll be able to read the fact that you've been, you know, you've been injected with this injectable that will register a chip inside your system. You will be the cash. You will be the cash. It's like that movie I saw where they had this computer network jacked into people, and it was a timer. And you only had, and when that timer ran out, you died. It disengaged your life support inside your body. Disengaged your DNA. Disengaged your central nervous system. Disengaged your heart. It just shut you down. So the more time you had loaded up, the longer you lived. And the longer you, and it was designed again to, again, you, where you worked just enough to have enough time to get you through the next day. You know, it was crazy. Now we're going to be doing the same thing. You are going to be the cash. And once you're tapped out, guess what? Push of the button, you're no longer here. You have become the automaton that they wanted you to become. And now, this is the transhuman that you are going to get. This is it. This is the transhuman that they have been talking about, that they have now incorporated into the general population. The transhuman. You are going to be smarter. You're going to be faster. You're going to run harder. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You are going to do what they tell you. How they tell you, when they tell you, and if you don't do what they say, they push the button and you have gone bye-bye. You have no cash. If you don't want to comply and they decide that they're not going to push the button but just teach you a hard lesson that they are in control, and because you have become their little transhuman automaton where they can push a button and disengage you, you know, this is where it's going to happen. You will have that transhuman that they're talking about, but it won't be what you think. Never is. They've never told you the truth. They never are going to tell you the truth. They will always contort and invert the words to give them the advantage. and you will believe one thing based on how you've been taught to interpret the structure of communication. They, on the other hand, will be using that communication as a form of code to tell you what you want to hear. They don't tell you how it's going to happen. They don't tell you where it's, how it's going to manifest. All they're going to tell you is that, yeah, you'll be better, you'll be faster, or as they said, as I'm saying, they're going to take everything away from you, and you're going to be happy. You'll own nothing and be happy. Of course you'll be happy. You'll be able to live on nothing. You won't have nothing. You won't be able to do anything except follow orders. That's it. Follow orders. Can you imagine that? Imagine, you know, the only way you're going to make money is by gambling. Imagine that. You have your debits and credits, and so what happens is you debit out so much money, you go try to gamble to build up your economy, you know, add a little bit more coin to your account, and it turns out either you made it big or you lost everything, and next thing you know, poof, you're gone. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. There was one more thing I wanted to talk about. Actually, two more things. Okay, they've just came up with a way to create a real-life hologram and can make it look very realistic. Now, the next time you look at the moon, wear some yellow lenses and see what emits from the moon. Does it emit a yellow hue? Does it emit a green hue? If it's a yellow hue, good chance that's the moon. If it emits a green hue, good chance it may be an illusion. Imagine that. Imagine. So when you read the article, again, connect the dots. And another thing now that they want to present is your brain. Your brain. You free thinker, you rebel, you truther, you protester, you anarchist. They want to be able to put a magnetic protein into your brain. And that they'll be able to, from a distance, be able to control the way you think. Wow. There's your transhuman. Aren't you happy? You're going to be a transhuman. You're going to be a puppet on a button. Push the button. Watch. Oh, look. They're really pissed off. Oh, press another button. Oh, look. They're really crying. Oh, press another button. Oh, look. They're laughing their ass up. Press another button. Oh, look. They're into some somber thinking and feeling, looking, they're depressed. Oh, press another button. Imagine that. Imagine that. Connect the dots. This is not that far away. And again, if we're seeing this, then that means it's already been instituted, incorporated, or advanced. By the time we see a lot of this data, it's usually about 5 years outdated. Even though it may have been printed recently, majority of the information that we're seeing is at least 5 to 10 years outdated. That means wherever we saw this, it's for 5 to 10 years further up the road. Remember that. It's just how it is. Alrighty, I think I'm getting near the end here. I am. Okay, so as I always stated at the end of these shows, I always say read the Gospels. There's a reason why I'm telling you to read the Gospels. There's a very strong reason why I'm telling you to go and see what Jesus had to say. Now, I hear all kinds of things, about the Bible, and I've heard all kinds of things about all these books, but at this point in time, this is the only thing that we really have to look at, because all the prophetic utterances that are going, whether you want to call them predictive programming, whether you want to, whatever you want to call it, the scheduling, the bulletin, I forget what they call those things when you go to see a plane, they give you the scenes when they're coming in and on. The schedule, however you want to call it, doesn't matter. This is what they're following right now. This is the script that they're using. So in order to know what's going on, this is the script you have to read. Doesn't matter what other New Age bullshit that's out there floating around. That most of that's what is based on this anyway. Majority of it is based on what the CIA has written a while back. So when you're looking at the events today, and you're looking at the biblical references to these events, you're going to start scratching your head and seeing where they're correlating, and they're correlating quite accurately. Actually, there was something I wanted to point out, and I almost forgot it, and I just because I started talking about the Bible. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I believe it's Revelations 18:24, but you got to look at the Revised Standard, because they put it in there a little bit differently than the other versions, but it seems to be more applicable than the other ones. Well, I shouldn't say more applicable, it's just different. Great, hold on a second. Give me 1 minute here. Aha! We get down to it. Alrighty. Let me read this. See if this sounds like today. You know, I'll post this because I think it's really important that everybody reads this. Let me read this. So, Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and should be found no more. And the sound of the harpers and minstrels, of flute players and trumpeteers, musicians, okay, we'll call them musicians, artists, whatever, shall be heard in there no more. And craftsmen of any craft, that's anybody who does anything with their hands, you know, that, you know, again, merchants and whatever, shall be found in thee no more. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard in thee no more. In other words, and again, listen to what it's saying, shall be heard in thee no more. And the light of a lamp shall shine in thee no more. The reason why I'm saying this particular verse here and some of the rest of them is because people have told me that work in different alternative healing arts have told me that once people have taken the vaccine or taken the injectable, that the light in them seems to have gone. That they no longer seem to be who they were. That there's a disconnect now of their soul. That's what I've been hearing. And it says, and the light of a lamp, shall shine in thee no more. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard in thee no more. Now this is what it says here. This is a real important part here. It says, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and all nations were deceived by their sorcery. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that had been slain on the earth. That is your Fauci. That is your Bill Gates. That is your prime ministers. That's your presidents. That's your parliamentarians. That's all these pharmaceutical companies. That's all your drug companies. That's all your allopaths that have gone along with this bullshit. That's everyone that's connected to this sorcery. And sorcery, back in those days, was tied to pharmacopoeia. Imagine that. So when I read this, I thought this was very apropos to what we're dealing with today. And I thought everyone should read it, should see it, that here it is, they're telling us, here's the script, here's the schedule, here is the thing we need to look at, because this is telling us what's going on. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and all nations were deceived by their sorcery. The TV media, I would say the media and the pharmaceutical companies are about the strongest, most powerful influences we have on this planet. They are the medium, and mediums are usually referring to something demonic. They are the medium that causes the changes in the way people perceive, see, and think. And when you're using all nations are deceived by the sorcery, by the drug, by the pandemic, by and somebody said, well, you're just adding that in there. Am I? Is this what's going on right now? Isn't this exactly what we're seeing today? Just something for those of you who might want to ponder this when I am going to post this. This is how I perceive it. This is how I'm looking at it. Now, again, you may disagree, and that's cool. You know, I'm okay with that. You're entitled to your opinion. But when you actually look at this and begin to see this reference here and how it's referred to what appears to be the events going on right now, same thing. And we're at this juncture right now. I don't believe in coincidences, and when I see certain things like this that seem to be correlating to the events and what's happening, I think perhaps maybe we should pay attention. This is why I tell you to read what Jesus had to say. This is why I tell you to read what the Gospels are saying. Because this is where you're going to find these kind of messages, if you're, and then God will open your eyes to them. I hear people tell me all the time. I had a guy down in the U.S., yeah, in the U.S., and, you know, I spoke about Jesus and reading the Gospels, and he did. He decided to read them. And he thanked me for it. And he says, keep on doing it. Keep telling people about reading about Jesus. You know, about Jesus. You know, so, yeah, I'm not going to stop, you know, for sure. So there you are. That's one of the reasons why I'm telling you, read the Gospels. This is why I'm telling you, don't let anybody bullshit you with whatever doctrine, dogma, cockamamie thing there. Read it for yourself. You know, let Jesus' word speak to you. That's how I'm thinking anyway. Because you got so many ministers up there, so many preachers that don't know shit from their ass, and they will preach whatever doctrine and dogma, and some of them are Zionists, some of them are Jesuits, some of them are Masonic. They're all corrupt, they're all contemptible, and they all need to be shot and pissed on for deceiving people and manipulating. All the natives that were killed in the past were killed by Jesuits, and the Jesuits use the gospel to murder innocent natives for no reason. That wasn't God's will, not from what I see anyway. You know, and again, the interpretation of some of these things and the impact that they created over decades of what they caused. And again, this goes on all the time. Catholic Church has been doing it. The Protestant churches have been doing it. Some of the non-denominational elements have been doing it. This is some of the things. This is why I say read it for yourself. Because you'll find little tidbits like that. They'll say, oh, look at this. Look at that. You know, that kind of thing. All right. I didn't mean to belabor it that long, but sorry about that. But I wanted to emphasize that there are also people on the site that are doing stuff and that are trying to help you out, trying to give you a heads up on a reality check on what's going on today. You know, I think you know it wouldn't hurt to check them all out. You got the Liberty Channel, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Fiona, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got Aramak, you got Oriani, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself. You got a bunch of people there that are doing stuff. You got Catherine. Why isn't she here? Okay, Catherine's in here somewhere. You got Catherine also doing stuff. So again, you know, I'm encouraging you to check out these people, check out the sites, and, you know, do what you can to help them out financially if you can. If you can't, no big deal. Help out by sharing the information. Share the information. Share the data. Alrighty. So as I always say, by the grace of God, we're still here. So till the next segment, to your health. We'll see you then. Take care.